And bringing in Rays of Sunshine as well is the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, Julia Raby, who has just a few things that are going on that she wants to tell us about. And of course, the big one right off the bat here that's right on the horizon is this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, which is a big deal in Beloit and across the area.
Yes, absolutely. So we are really busy in my office preparing for this weekend. There's a lot of groups that get ready for Memorial Weekend. We have, just so many visitors that come back. Even annually, when it's not the reunion, they come back to see friends and have just parties, alumni, family, just kind of take it as a weekend to get together. And so with the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, our goal is to just be great host and make sure that things are in order. So what we do is we kick off the day with a parade. But before that, SNS hosts the Color Run. So that will be held downtown on Mill Street at 8 a.m. And you can register day of, just no t-shirts. But you can start out that way. Then after, we have the parade that starts at 10 a.m. That'll head from 5th Street on Mill Street all the way south to South Street. And so if you want to be in the parade, you don't have to have any credentials. You can just come line up. We will have a registration at Bell and Fifth at the corner of the old high school parking or lot. And you'll see our tent there. You can come and get a registration slip and then get in line along Fifth Street. We'll stage. We're excited. The monster trucks are going to be in the parade this year. Got the call from them yesterday. So they'll be heading down after the fire trucks and all of that. And we are really excited about our grand marshals this year. So Tom Maxwell is the host of our parade. He's the MC, and he has been in touch with Cliff Campbell and Geneva Pearson. Cliff is a World War II vet, and his sister, Geneva Pearson, was Rosie the Riveter. So she worked on airplanes in Wichita. Yeah. And so she is actually going to be 100 next month. And so her sons and daughters, his daughters too, have been helping me gather information. We have some really great pictures. I think the Beloit Call is going to put those out here soon. And we'll also do a social media posts and stuff about their families and just what they've contributed to the area and also to our country. So we're so thankful to have such great people to lead our parade. And it'll just be a great tribute. These small town parades are few and far between. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage you, if you're a business or if you're just family wants to do something different and fun, come be in the parade. There's no cost. And we're sponsored by H&R Block.
All right. So, and then I believe, isn't there going to be like a dance as well and later on then that day on Saturday?
Absolutely. So after the parade, we're actually going to do the picnic in the park. We have several different food vendors that'll be down in Chautauqua Park, and that's open to the public to come on down. We have Brain Pain will make its debut for the season, which is exciting because summer will be officially here once you have your shaved ice. And the kettle corn, popping the corn kettle. Kettle corn will be down there. And then we have barbecue, tacos, and hamburgers from different groups and people in town. So if you want to come down and have a picnic in the park, we encourage you to bring some chairs, bring a blanket. There will be some picnic tables, but you'll just be able to spread out that way much better. And then, yes, we have Cruisin' Mill. That's just kind of an organic thing. That's just a lot of fun. People bring out their cars, their pickups, put their, you know, just kind of cruise down Mill Street like they used to in
like the old days.
Yeah. And then it kind of ends up down at Kettle. So Kettle is where the street dance will be. A lot of the classes have gone together to sponsor this. And it's Tim, and I lost his name. But
Tim Anthony Animals.
It's a DJ. Half Hyde. There we go.
Okay. Tim right.
Half Hyde and he's going to do some live music and also a DJ so that they can play music from all different genres. Okay. So that'll be going on until 11 o'clock down in front of Kettle. So that's a great opportunity not only to see your own class, but see people from all the different classes. Mm-hmm. And so we're so excited that the event's kind of started. And then Sunday is the alumni golf tournament. I think they're probably filled up with their teams, but they have a dinner at the country club that night to have an auction and different things happening. And then Monday also there'll be some ceremonies happening with the flags and different things that they do to honor the Memorial Weekend. Mm-hmm. So
that's a big thing. There's lots of things going on Memorial Day, of course, with different ceremonies, various towns across North Central Kansas. So that's Memorial Day weekend, which is jam-packed with activities, and yes, hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate with all that. We were looking at the forecast here before we went on, and it's not as bad of a chance mm-hmm. of having some rain that day or this weekend. Then after that, you get to catch your breath for just a spell. And then we have 8-man All-Star Game Week, where the 80 best players in the state of Kansas converge on Beloit, as Beloit is the only place in the entire state that hosts the 8-man All-Star Games each and every year. I believe this will be the 34th year of doing these games at Beloit. And you guys have had some really great ideas. And, you know, there have been ideas out there for a while in regards to doing things with the 8-man All-Star Games, but just a matter of manpower, woman power, getting everybody together on the same page has been, I think, an issue over the years. And now it seems to be coming together to where we can do even bigger and better things, and some changes taking place as well in regards to the rally, and then a lot of additions to the schedule coming up on June the 7th. So just kind of tell us a little bit more about all that.
Absolutely. So we have been working closely with Mitchell County Tourism. They've been really helpful. Their board, as well as my board, the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, has seen this as such an opportunity for people to come into Beloit and to not just come and go, but to really experience our town and to stay. And we've sent out mailings for them to know about the lodging opportunities, the camping opportunities, and then also we'll be giving them kind of like a coupon card that is showing them what businesses are around, where to eat, where to shop, and those things, and giving them incentives to go and just experience Beloit. There's so much more to every town. You know, I go around to towns. I know you guys do with your kids, and you're going to sporting events, and sometimes you just hit what's on the highway or the signs that you recognize. And our goal is to really show the depth of who and what Beloit has to offer. And so that's my goal as the chamber. And then obviously on Mitchell County Tourism, their goal is as well for lodging and restaurants and just to improve our community's commerce by tourism. Mm-hmm. And that's what 8-Man All-Stars is all about. Yeah. So we're so grateful for the committee of 8-Man All-Star. I can't say enough about that group of people, how hard they've worked over these 30-something years. I think a lot of them started when they were one, you know, and they've been working on it ever since. And so we're so grateful for the time and investment that they put into it, and also letting this new kids on the block come and, you know, just get some ideas in there and just work together with them. So a couple changes: the pep rally that's always traditionally hosted on Friday mm-hmm. will still be there, but we're going to move it a little later in the day. So it'll start at 4:00 and it's going to be down at Chautauqua Park. Mm-hmm. The shade down there, we feel like that is a huge benefit to the families. Sometimes it's grandparents that come. Mm-hmm. And even the athletes, you know, gives them opportunity to be a little bit in the shade. Mm-hmm. And then also the water park is down there. We feel like that's a huge advantage and benefit to our community, so that all the visitors will get to see that.
Exactly.
And so we're excited about that opportunity. And then we're going to send them out into the town for dinner around town. They'll have a map of where restaurants are, where, like I said, shops are. And that's on Friday night, June 7th. Then we are going to convene back at the NCK Tech campus for what we're calling Friday Night Lights. Mm-hmm. And we're having a punt, pass, and kick competition. This is open to community members and also the families of the All-Stars. So we're excited. We started an event on Facebook. If you want more details, you can find under the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. What's going to happen, 6-year-olds and up will get to be divided into age groups. They'll participate in this competition. The top three of the categories will get a prize and just get honored. And we're going to look at doing some alumni competitions mm-hmm. after that. So we're looking for some 8-man All-Stars that maybe hung up their cleats a while ago that want to come out on the field and maybe show off some of their skills. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to go to the gym for a couple of weeks before. But it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time out at the athletic fields. And then to cap it off, tourism has put together, they're working with a gentleman who's putting together a highlight reel, so that when the campers get here on that Tuesday, all the way through the week, they'll get videos and captured shots of what they're doing, so they can showcase that to the families that night. That's and it'll be on the screen mm-hmm. out there. The college has graciously allowed us to use their movie screen. And so then when it gets dark, we'll do the highlight reel. It'll be a short video that everyone will kind of get to see what the athletes have been doing. And that'll end our Friday night lights.
Yeah, so that's awesome. It's awesome. I know you and I talked about that. We're going through brainstorming different things. There's tons of things, and there'll be even more things that you're going to think of after it's all over, going, why didn't we think of that? Or, oh, we should do that next year. Or, okay, that didn't quite work the way we were thinking. And the first time you do something, and we learned that with the rally as well, which this will be the ninth year that we've done the rally. And so it's really exciting because it should be a gigantic deal. And that was one of the things that, you know, when my family moved here and then the eight-man All-Star Games, and we were able to work our way to where we were able to become part of the eight-man All-Star Games and broadcasting and creating the eight-man All-Star Game radio network to promote the games and have play-by-play of the games for other institutions such as radio stations in Marysville, Norton, Hutchison, Kiowa County. Now we've added them as affiliate, was to get the word out about the eight-man All-Star Games and, more importantly, for our area, where the games are, the things that you can do. Obviously, you've got the lake nearby. We've got so many opportunities here in our area. And quite honestly, when we moved here, that just was not being taken advantage of. It was it was a great opportunity to showcase our area, and we just simply weren't doing it. And now we have, over time, we've progressed step by step. And now I think this is a nice, big, gigantic step towards really getting the word out and letting people know and make the All-Stars feel special and their families that, wow, this is a great place. This is where the eight-man All-Star game should be, because they have put together all these things, not only for the players, but the families and the communities and the fans. Whereas there has been talk over the years that, hey, you know, the eight-man game should be somewhere else, which, you know, I understand some of that thinking, especially people from the outside looking in. But we really do need to take our best foot forward to make sure that we keep these games in Beloit. And if we just stay with the status quo that we were doing, you know, there was, you know, I think there's a better chance that could have happened.
For sure. Yes. Well, and I think, you know, the neat thing about eight-man All-Stars is, like I said, the hard work that's always gone into it. The games are run so well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's perfect. Yeah, the field looks great. And I think, you know, for me coming in as a new person to the community, it's more just an education of what is it all about.
Yeah.
And once you get to see these families, I got to help with check-in last year, and, you know, knowing that these kids, this is probably their last football game they're ever going to play. Mm-hmm. Some of them are going on to college, but a lot of them are going to pursue other goals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just a huge thing. And as a parent of an athlete of, you know, and all the way from 11 all the way down to 6, I mean, you know, the years that you put into these kids, and, you know, it's just special, not only for that athlete to have this opportunity to perform at this level, but it's also so special for the family. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part of it that I see, is that we can just be a great help to these families to really make this a memory, you know, make this a really special time. And Beloit, we just have the best people. We do. And it's not just about, you know, what store or what restaurant you can go, but it's the people you meet while you're there. And so we're just excited to showcase who we are, and having people travel from all over Kansas to our town. It's just a great opportunity to take that on. So we're super excited about the new events. We're also going to be at the games on Saturday, the tourism group, as well as the chamber. We're going to have a concierge booth for, again, being good hosts. We're going to be able to answer questions for visitors, help them with maps and things, and then also do drawings. Like, as they spend money in town, the chamber will be doing giveaways for the people who turn in their cards that I'll be handing out to them at pep rally and stuff like that. So there's a lot of neat little ways to incorporate just a lot more fun for them to be able to experience Beloit. And so I'm working really hard with our new intern. She's going to help me with a lot of this, and Lucille Heller as well. And so we're just really excited to see what benefits come. And so if you're a business owner, if you are just interested in how to get involved, you can always call us at 738-2717.
All right. So Julie Raby is our guest, director of Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. Then after that, we've got a little bit more you want to mention. We'll get in more detail about this as we get a little bit closer, but there's a new event, in essence, a new event, and that is Wakanda Lake Fest, right?
Absolutely. So the plans are still in full swing with that. The camping club's actually hosting an open mic night on the 26th, so Sunday night, this weekend, just to kind of get the word out of what's happening at the lake. There's so many new exciting things. So if you're even a seasonal camper, just occasional, or community member, you don't even have to camp. You can go down there and participate in that, and look that up online through Becker's Autos and Trailers. And then also, with Lake Fest, we just have some great things happening. You know, we have had great support. Thank you all to supporting the fireworks. Mm-hmm. The fundraising's still rolling in for that. And we're super excited about a great show this year. But even before that, we're going to lead all the way up to that grand finale. We're going to have the state park has already put out their signups for volleyball tournaments and then yard game Olympics. So there will be teams and you can sign up through the Glen Elder State Park. Also the fun run from the Glen Elder Lions Club. Mm-hmm. And they have an online sign up for that. And then there will be a dueling pianos concert with a beer garden. And that's Wakanda Boats and Becker's Autos and Trailers are going to be putting together that to host that. And so there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. I know you guys, Katie and S, will be out there doing a remote location. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing giveaways throughout the day. We're just excited to make it a family fun, crazy day. So yeah,
that'll be July 6th. Right?
July 6th. Yeah. Yep. The Saturday after the holiday. Yeah, we'll be out here right in your backyard.
A full day of activities. And then it culminates with the fireworks display. That'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that coming up on July the 6th. Next time we have you in, we'll be right before that to talk about that. And then I'm sure we'll talk about more things coming up later on in the fall. Anybody has any questions? Anybody wants to sponsor, wants to be a part of any of the events you mentioned, whether it be Memorial Day weekend, the 8-man All-Star Game, Football Week, the Pep Rally, the Day of the Game, Wakanda Lake Fest, how would they get a hold of you or where they can find stuff online?
Absolutely. One more plug I'm going to put in because you guys have seen some signs around town for the Highway 24 garage sales. I want to kind of give you guys an idea about that. We got a call of could we be a part of that? And again, we think that's another opportunity. Mm-hmm. This is organized all the way from Colorado all the way over to Glasgow. That's the last stop on this Highway 24 garage sale. They do marketing all the way through Western Kansas. And so Beloit, this is our first year to be on the map. So that's a huge deal for us to have all these visitors. Cassiopeia Club took that on for us, mm-hmm. which we're super thankful for that and their willingness to volunteer. And you can look them up on Facebook. Their Cassiopeia Club has a Facebook page and has all the information of how to be on the map. But just even knowing as a highway business or knowing as a community member, we're going to have visitors. And that is May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. And so I'm excited to see how that works. This will be our first year, like I said, and I feel like it's just going to grow from here. But I've been involved with some of the other highway ones in Kansas, like just going down to Phillipsburg and stuff like that. And it's crazy the amount of people that come out for those and exciting opportunities to just sell lots of stuff. So that'll be happening next weekend. So if you see a lot of extra traffic, we will be participating in that for the first time ever. But like Wade said, if you need to get a hold of me, my email address is beloitchamber@nckcn.com or my office phone is 738-2717.
Three straight weekends of a lot of stuff. Memorial Day weekend this weekend, the garage sales, as you mentioned, the weekend after, the 8-man All-Star Games the weekend after that, and then Julia's going to take a 3-week vacation.
Mexico,
where everybody got to go, where it doesn't rain all the time. Well, it's been raining a lot here. Julia, thanks for coming in, and we look forward to talking again on Community Matters in a couple, about 5 or 6 weeks before 4th of July is upon us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Julia Raby, the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems.